Hey, good morning. Lena here, starting episode 7 of Morning Minutes in the study of the Gospel of John. I hope you've downloaded the app by now. I hope you've subscribed to Morning Minutes, livingpower.org/morningminutes. Do it now if you haven't. Let me read John 1, 43 to 51. Today I want to refocus on the power of being seen and found. Every time you hear this, Jesus saw someone, I want you to listen up. Here are the verses. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Wow, what an awesome section of scripture. In fact, yesterday's and today's passages are awesome because we're seeing Jesus in action, being truly who he was on this earth. He came to save people. He didn't just come for everyone. He came for you. And so we see his encounters with Andrew and with Simon Peter and with Philip and Nathanael. And we see Jesus interacting personally, individually with people. Hey, it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter which family you were born with. You and I have to come to a point in our life where we receive Jesus. So here's the first thought today. You will never experience the power of true faith until you're personally seen and found by Jesus. It's not about us pursuing Jesus. It's about him pursuing us. It is about him drawing us to himself. It is about him seeing us. And isn't it awesome to understand and hear and believe that God in heaven came to us in the form of man to see us, to know us, to look us in the eye, and to say, "Man, I know you. I know details about your life. I know how your heart functions. And I love you. And I want you." And to all who did receive him, John 1 verse 12, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So here he is offering that same invitation to Philip and to Nathanael, who individually come and see. No one else can receive God for you. All we can do is to invite others to come and to see, just like Philip did to Nathanael. He says, "Come and see." He doesn't take the burden of forcing Nathanael to believe. All he can do is point Nathanael to Jesus. That's the only thing you can give people. You can't change people. You can't force them to believe. You can just point them to Jesus and invite them to come and see. Jesus will take it from there. When you bring people to Jesus, he'll take it from there. He's strong enough. He's good enough. He's loving enough to look deep into their hearts and to speak a language that they'll understand and to show them how he is loving and God in their life in the way that they would connect and understand. That's why every one of us has a different story of faith. So are you experiencing the power of true faith? Are you seen by God? Number two, you will experience the power of God when you're willing to be seen and found by Jesus. You will experience the power of God when you're willing to be seen and found by Jesus. There has to be a willingness to be seen. I mean, Nathanael could have shut the conversation up, but he didn't. He when Jesus saw him, he was willing to be seen. And that meant going to having a conversation that might not have been very comfortable. He was busted. Jesus called him out and he took it. And not only did he take it, but he saw in Jesus someone who is God. And he was the second witness. He says, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Remember, we talked about 7 witnesses that Jesus is the Son of God. And here's the second one. We saw John the Baptist in a couple of lessons ago. Because Jesus is God, what he does is always supernatural. He will always meet us in some supernatural way. I hear people telling me that all the time of how they encounter Jesus, be it in specific miraculous ways in their life or through encounters that they didn't expect in ways they didn't expect. Because Jesus is God, he knows and understands the depths of our hearts. I see this happen in these verses so personally, so specifically. God sees us and ministers to each heart individually. So you want to experience God and his power? You can and you will. And so here's the third and last point. You will eventually understand even more of God's power in your life as you are willing to continue to be seen and found by Jesus. You will eventually understand even more of God's power as you are willing to continue to be seen and found by Jesus. There's a daily encounter that happens with Jesus. It's not like a one-time meets all, one size fits all. We see Jesus make a promise to Nathanael. He says, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." The beginning of your journey with Jesus is just that. It is just the beginning to a life filled with miraculous encounters with him. So some of you are yearning for those encounters. Listen to me. God, I believe, is doing these things in your life daily, but some of you are too busy and blinded to see it. I urge you to lean into who he is, to understand and believe who he is, and to believe these words in your life, that you will see greater things than these. It happens as you seek him in his word, as you open your eyes and see him in your daily life. God is at work in your life. Do you recognize it? Jesus, by the way, in the last verse, reminds us that he himself is the access between God and man, just like Jacob's ladder was. He promises even more than we can simply see and understand. He's constantly talking about the spiritual matter, about things that are unseen, that are not understood by us, and ours is to truly receive those things and believe them. And that's the point of the gospel. So let me end by saying this. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope that you are seeing that in your life, and I hope that you're growing closer to him moment by moment and day after day. Once you bring someone to Jesus today, just invite them. Say, come and see all that he's done for us. And as you do that, you'll find the joy of knowing that God is at work using you to point people towards him. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.